Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area to visit Walt Disney World, Universal Studios, SeaWorld, or just visiting family in the Central Florida area, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show's also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay in Hawaii, at Alani, Hilton Head Island, or good old Walt Disney World, stay at the Poly, Old Key West, Boardwalk, Yacht and Beach Club, Contemporary, or the Grand Floridian, or don't forget the Animal Kingdom, contact David's at dvcrequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for any of the Central Florida resorts, if you want to go to Disney World, Universal, SeaWorld, again, visiting family, contact scootorlando.com. Show's also being brought to you by our friends and your friendly travel agent in me at American Tourist Travel. If you want to go to Walt Disney World, contact me and I'll be sure to help you out. Or anywhere else in the world, contact American Tourist Travels at americantouristtravels.com. And last but not least, head over to our website at It's All in WDW to check out all of our great sponsors. Okay, guys, we're going to hop on the train and head over to the pub. Bye-bye.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. Really late at the night, my voice is shot version.
Yeah, well, why not? Why not?
Pull up a stool, John. How you doing tonight? You just parked the bus?
I parked the bus about 20 minutes ago, and yeah, I'm heading home now. Doug, this is probably the first time, I don't know, in years. It is 9 o'clock, brother, and I do not, on a Friday night, and I don't have a beer in my hand. There is something wrong with the world, I'm telling you.
Your liver's probably whistling Dixie.
Yeah, it's probably okay with me right now, actually. Probably just fine. So.
Yeah, he's like, I could use a night or two off. It ain't going to hurt my feelings.
Take it easy, buddy. Take it easy. We're fine. So, but, yeah, I got my hour and a half drive home, so I'm ready. Primed and ready to go, so.
No. And did you, what is the weather there, Johnny?
Actually, it was about a high of 58 today, and currently it's about 46. So it's pretty dang chilly for us Floridians.
Yeah, well, at least you didn't get the snow we got. I mean, we only got like 6 to 8 inches here, but the only problem that it was here, it was that heavy, dense, worried about the weight on your roof kind of snow, you know.
The stuff that's hard to move too, right?
Yes. I mean, when you're out with your snow blower and it's like a snow cone machine. I had to get a stick and keep breaking it apart, smashing it through to keep the snow blower. I'd get a run, it would clog up. I'd have to knock it out, get another run, knock it out. And then I was looking at our buddy Tommy up there in Boston. They got like 18 to 24 inches.
Yeah, no thank you.
No, it's crazy, dude. I hate the snow. Everybody around me acts like I'm a knucklehead for hating it. I worked all day. Then Presley, I had to take him to the vet. Here he is. He hurt his left paw somehow on Tuesday night. He was limping all around. And then we set up a vet appointment for Wednesday. I come home Wednesday, he's perfectly fine.
Walk it off, you know, rub some dirt on it. I'm all right, Dad.
Yes. So then we took him anyway because he was due for his physical. So I took him in for his physical to get that done with. And I go into the vet, John. And this is, please, don't take me as sexist or anything like this. But I go in there, John. There's three pit bulls. And two of them are with women that are literally being dragged across the tile floor by their dogs.
Yes, yes.
And I'm not trying to be smart. Like,
no, that's not being sexist, Doug. That's just because it's a lightweight woman. I mean, if it was a lightweight man that weighed 90 pounds, he'd have a problem controlling that dog, too. So that's not really being sexist. That's just a fact of your body frame. You just can't handle a dog that size.
And the other problem was the one lady was like 65, 66 years old.
Oh, goodness.
Trying to control a 90-pound pit bull, dude. And and I bring Presley in, and then this other young kid had one that looked like it was on. None of them bit him, but they were getting a little antsy. The one that the kid had was nice as could be. Yeah, the one kid, he had his, and it was one of those ones that looked like it was taking 3 shots of steroids a day. But it was nice. Like, he's kissing it and hugging it and saying he wouldn't hurt a fly. That, I mean, literally, John, if me and you put our heads side by side, it wouldn't be as big as this dog's head was. It looked like this dog ran on the treadmill and ate spinach every day. I mean, it was it wasn't a long one. It was a short, stocky one. It would look like that cartoon Brutus. Or remember
there
Brutus? But anyway, he's going to me. He won't bite. His Presley's staring it down, and he's pulling on the kid. Then the other pit bull comes out of the room. I'm like, I go, listen, because they're going to me, they don't bite. And I'm like, but he does. And then they'll bite back, and it can get ugly. You know, like, I know mine does bite. So I had to go back out to the car in the middle of a freaking snowstorm, put him back in, and wait for them to call me. And I told him to open the side door so I could bring him in. Now, is that nuts or what? Like, and I told my vet, and she's a sweetheart. I've known her forever. I've done work on her house. I'm friends with her. I said, you got to get your staff out there to be out of control. They need, like, runway lights to guide people around. And I said, the other thing is, I think they should keep all the pets in the rooms, the visiting rooms, until it's time for them to pay. Like, no other animals going in. It ain't like the place has 75. There's 6 rooms. There was only 4 dogs there. My dog and 3 pit bulls. You know what I'm saying? It's like, why don't you keep them in the operatives until it's time to pay?
Doug, I would have walked in there with my dog that weighs 12 pounds and turned right my happy butt right around and left because my dog, she probably thinks she's about 50 pounds, and that ain't going to work, but sweetheart. So we got to go.
No, and I go to her, and I go, they're all saying they're nice. She goes, yeah, they're nice, but she goes, they shouldn't be bringing them in by themselves. The reason I bring Presley in all the time is because Brenda, we don't trust Brenda holding him. He wouldn't be able to, she wouldn't be able to hold him back.
Yeah, and you certainly wouldn't send your mother-in-law in there to hold him. So,
hey, Mom, take my pit bull to the vet today, please.
Yeah, exactly. Would you mind? Thanks.
No, So I had to deal with all after that. I worked all day, took him there, had to deal with that for an hour. Thank God he came back good. Everything is healthy, fine. He got a good, clean bill of health. So then I had to come home and snowblow for 2 hours. Ain't that a nice day, John?
That sounds wonderful. I can't imagine why you want to move to Florida.
No, you can't, can you? You can't wait.
Not a clue.
No, I again, like I said to Brenda, once we move down there, if you want to go to the Poconos, Vermont, somewhere like that, spend a week snowmobiling, going in a horse-drawn carriage, sitting out by the fire, eating well, not shoveling snow, I'm all for that, John. You can enjoy snow if you can go out and play in it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But then when you have idiots, because they have four-wheel drives, thinks that just because you can go means you can stop. That, you know what I mean? But now it was nasty, nasty weather. So how was the weather driving around, John? Did you pick up many guests tonight?
No, not today. Early afternoon, it was a split day. This afternoon we did the Fort Wilderness, and that's a specialty route. So we spent a couple hours learning that route. So no guests on there until I learned the route. And then the afternoon, after lunch, we came back and I drove something different. What kind of bus do you think I drove this afternoon there, Dougie Davis?
I'm trying to think. Would it be one of the shorter buses?
It would be the articulated bus.
Oh, you got to drive that?
I did. I drove it all to, let's say, from the skills lot over by Animal Kingdom, drove it to Pop Century, then the Art Animation, and then all of the All-Stars, Caribbean Beach, and finally to the Magic Kingdom. So, yeah, it was, it's different. It's actually somewhat easier to drive than the regular buses because the
Yeah, because it flexes a little more than the it's not as rigid.
It certainly does that, but then the front part, the actual, you know, the steering mechanisms and your pivot point is actually shorter than a regular bus. And so you actually can take shorter turns because, and that trailer just follows you wherever you go.
Yeah, because it's not quite as rigid as the other buses.
Nope. So, yeah, that was kind of cool driving that, but I don't think I'm going to probably drive that for quite a while because I also did my bid this morning, so I know what location I'm going to work at and what days off I should have if I have days off, so because I also signed up for voluntary overtime, so anytime they can schedule me for overtime, I'm taking it. So
well, that's good. Yeah. So what's it looking like? What's your route, Johnny?
What do you think? Out of the four parks and Disney Springs, which do you think I actually had a choice. I mean, I was the very last person. I couldn't choose my hours, so my hours are going to be utter crap. Afternoons and evenings, at least for about 5 months. But I could pick my location. So where do you think it was, Doug? Where do you think I ended up?
Epcot.
Ye bingo lollipop. I'm at Epcot. So, yeah, actually, and it works out really well because the parking lot there is right next to the bus loop. And I wasn't worried about that, but I was thinking, you know, I keep my annual pass. I can, if I do have a decent day, if I finish by 8 o'clock, I can go into the park for an hour or two before I drive home. So that's my plan. So
I'm hoping for you, John.
Yeah, that would be sweet, wouldn't it? And because that works like that, that's about the only place that would work at. Animal Kingdom's not too bad because you do park out in cast member parking. But the Magic Kingdom, you know, you have to park out in the parking lot. So I would actually have to come in, and then I would clock out way over at the Magic Kingdom. You take a shuttle back to the parking lot, get to the parking lot, change clothes, take the monorail back to the park. So I don't know if I'm going to do all that in you know, an hour, but Epcot, I can change right there at the restrooms and pop in for half an hour before I head home. So I think that'll work out great.
So you park right in the Epcot parking lot then?
Actually, where the bus loop is, the bus driver parking lot is literally right next to that.
That's awesome. So you could bring yourself a backpack with some clothes and go right in and change.
Yeah, exactly. So,
yeah, and you can go get yourself a Le Fin de Mont.
I don't know if I'll be doing that every night, but I might have something a little lighter. Maybe one of my frozen Kirins or something.
Well, I could see one of us or some of our friends from the show maybe giving John a mobile order for a drink at the end of the night.
not that I would ever ask, but yeah, that would be fantastic. So yeah, I see myself doing that quite a bit, and then maybe doing some, grabbing some maple popcorn for Lisa at the end of the night. So maybe on
there
a Friday. Well, yeah, I don't have any Fridays anymore, but actually, in Tuesdays and Wednesdays are technically my days off unless I'm getting scheduled overtime. So
okay, so we're gonna have to maybe record probably maybe during the week, it's going to look like, if we have to change, if you're off those days.
Maybe, or I'm
or
on
you're
Sundays.
Right in on Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday I may be you know, working 2 to 10:30 or something, or even 3 to 11:30 or something like that, in which case, yeah, like you said, we could record on my way in or even in the morning if I had that late day. So
okay, well, but we'll play it by ear, but we'll figure it out. We'll get it done, even if somehow it has to be Tuesday, Wednesday night or something like that. And then I just do an update or add on to it from the myself on Sundays. You know what I'm saying? If I have to do some news breaks or something like that.
Yeah.
But we'll figure it out. I'm just anxious to see if you do get. I'm hoping you do get to go and have some fun and get in the parks and do some odds and ends. Hopefully, once this vaccine comes out, we can get back to normal and maybe you can just walk in without having to have a reservation. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What I'm going to have to do first is, like you said, with the reservations, I'll have to see my schedule a week. You know, I get my schedule usually a week and a half or so ahead of time, and I'll look at those days. And then if I see a day where I finish at 6, 7 o'clock, then I can schedule myself to a reservation that day, and hopefully it works out well. Yeah. So, but yeah, that would be great if it works out. I just know for the first. It might not happen for a couple of months because everybody's telling me I'm going to have probably the worst shifts possible. I was actually the very last person on the bid line. 1,455 people. I was 1,455th. So,
so you don't know what your hours are, but you know what your days off are going to be.
Yeah. As long as I don't get to overtime, but there's a good chance I'm going to get scheduled because I volunteered for it. So.
Well, you might be working then on Tuesday, Wednesdays also.
Yeah. So, but.
Well, we're going to play the Spire. We're going to have John at the parks more. I do know that much.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely, and we'll get my fill of Walt Disney World. So there's no doubt about that. So.
You will be there. My buddy John really appreciates his popcorn bucket, so thank you. He was curious why the popcorn wasn't in it. I said,
well, somebody
told me you could have it.
Yeah, somebody told me to eat it all before you sent it off, so I did.
That's what
I told
him.
I was trying to save weight.
That's what I told him. I said, that's not, I said, John would never do that without permission. He's Judas favored. He don't do those things.
Nah, I wouldn't do something like that. It would have been stale anyway. You know what I'm saying?
No, he's stale, so it would have fit him perfectly.
Oh, okay.
Nah, he was only kidding. I said, you told him to eat it. He goes, yeah, that's right. He has old timers, John.
Oh, okay.
And somebody will correct me for that. Alzheimer's, John. I'm sorry if I mispronunciated it. You know what I'm saying? But Christmas is right around the corner, so what are you doing? Celebrating Christmas Sunday, right, John?
Yeah, actually, because I ended up working Monday this week because of my welcome to transportation class I had to go to. I actually have a 3-day weekend, so we're doing Christmas on Sunday. We're going shopping tomorrow, and Monday I just want to do absolutely nothing to get ready for the rest of work week. So yeah, I work Tuesday through Friday, so I work Christmas Eve, Christmas, and the day after. So. Tuesday through Saturday. So.
Yeah, well, I know I work Christmas Eve too, but I will be off Christmas, thank goodness. But that's why we're recording tonight on Friday night. And if you were able to go to the parks, you just have fun. What would be your perfect Christmas day, John?
I would probably go to the Magic Kingdom in the morning just to see the decorations, stuff like that. I would probably think about eating dinner at the Liberty Tree Tavern.
There you go.
Get the traditional dinner there, and then we would finish off the day, of course, over at Epcot, where we could probably try to eat, you know, the dinner a little earlier, and then in the evening you could snack your way around Epcot at the Holiday Kitchens and enjoy the nighttime stuff over there. Although they don't really have, I mean, right now the fireworks aren't anything and stuff like that. It'd be good to be at the Magic Kingdom, so at least you could see the castle lit up with the different projections. But yeah, I think Magic Kingdom in the morning, Epcot in the evening would probably be my. What about you?
Me, I mean, I think I would go a little off the beaten path. If I was there for the week, we'd be there, and you know how much I love the Magic Kingdom and all. But I think I'd spend the afternoon at the Animal Kingdom. Because I think a lot of their decorations is more, there's a lot of decorations that are don't depend on lights as much, if that makes sense.
Yep.
And I'd like to spend my day with all the animals and roam around and have myself a nice lunch at the Yak and Yeti. And then I would be like you, John. I think I would have dinner. I think I would go back to Le Cellier, have a nice dinner over at Epcot. I think that would be festive. I love the Santa Claus at Canada, if you follow me. I love his outfit, the whole nine yards, his costume, as you guys call it, but I call it the costume. What do you guys call it, John?
Well, everybody at Disney wears a costume. So,
yes, that's what they would call it, but I would call it his outfit, John.
His outfit, huh?
Yeah, but I do like the checkers. You know what I'm saying? Like the flannel that Santa Claus have. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the lumberjack-looking Santa Claus. Yeah. Lumberjack-looking, yeah.
So I would, and I would like, I could go for, I think it would be like Christmassy down in that, in the Le Cellier cellar, if you follow me, with all that, the festivities going on, a nice 47 degrees like you're dealing with down there now, John, going down, getting a nice filet mignon and hanging out and maybe having some s'mores for dessert. I could go for that.
Yeah, you know, if I was just going to hang out all day in a resort, and especially on a nice chilly day like this, I believe I would pick Wilderness Lodge, sit by that big old fireplace.
Oh, absolutely.
You would feel like you're in the North Woods and actually have a nice chill tonight. So, yeah, it'd be great. It'd be a great time. Maybe go out and sit by the fire if they got the fire. If and when we can have fires again and that whole bit. So, but, yeah, it'd be a great place.
Yeah, because that's the same thing with the Animal Kingdom. You got that beautiful fire out back that you can't even enjoy right now, I don't think.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, actually, I think almost all of those resorts have a fire pit outside somewhere. None of them are being used right now, unfortunately. So.
Yeah, our friends over at the Wyndham have that new fire pit, too. It's a shame. I don't know if they're getting to use as much as they would like to that they just built.
Yeah, yeah. And this is the time of year. I mean, I know traditionally you go – the springtime is when all them fire pits are sold up north and stuff like that. No, this is when Floridians want a fire pit. You know, I mean, right now is my time. I would love to have one right now. I'd go home and sit for half an hour or so and watch fire and enjoy a drink sitting beside it. So, yeah, this is a great time of year to sit out by the fire.
Yeah, well, I know Brenda – she still wants, when we moved to Florida, she still wants a fireplace. So.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but.
Well, she wants one, dude. And, like, our house, we have it roaring all the time during the winter. You know what I'm saying? She just liked the ambiance of it. You know, we don't use it for the heat, even though my fireplace inside is so big, me and you could sit shoulder to shoulder and have room in there, John.
Well, hopefully we don't plan on doing that anytime soon.
Nah.
Come over and sit in your fireplace, Doug.
I did it when I bought the house. We were cleaning it out, and we found the snake skin in it. So it was a wonderful experience, John.
There you go. Nice, nice.
So, but nah, dude, I wish I was down there for Christmas. We were down there quite a few times for Christmas, and there's nothing like the holidays at Disney World, dude. It's just a shame that a lot of people this year aren't getting to experience the true holiday season. I mean, with the mask and all, the crowds are getting bigger and bigger, but it's still not the same. Because one of the beautiful things about Christmas, too, is being festive and hugging and getting close and everybody talking. And you can't do none of that right now. It's just, even on my job right now, guys are... The big bosses the other day today came up to tell me we did a good job fixing some things, making these bathroom lights look good, and they're trying to shake my hand and give you a fist bump, but everybody's so awkward. You don't know how to respond to anything.
Yeah.
It's like you're a boxer. Anytime somebody comes up to me, you're trying to move and bob and weave to stay away from them. It's crazy.
Yep. Yeah, every time the guy I've worked with today, this is like my fifth trainer, and every time I get a different trainer during this training process, you know, they come up to you and you go, do you bob the head, do you do the elbow touch, do you fist bump, you'd be, traditionally it would be, of course, a handshake. So it's a brave new world currently. So
no, but hopefully things get back to normal soon. I wonder, did they say anything to you guys about vaccines?
No, they're not going to be mandatory. I know that. So it's going to be up to you. I don't know if – I wouldn't be surprised that we'll actually be given them. And then I know from the VA is going to have a bunch that I'll be able to get that way too. So I'll certainly have my chances to get them. So, and as soon as it's available, I will be taking it. And now it's not going to be mandatory at Disney, but I wouldn't be surprised if – And I guess they can't even really find out, but I was thinking, I mean, if they do know, I wouldn't be surprised that the people that do have it would get more scheduled more often, you know what I'm saying?
No, I wouldn't be surprised, John, if they did give you, they did give it to you guys, like, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody came on property to give them.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Advent Health is all over the place out here now. Yeah, Advent Health is one of those big, huge health corporations down here, and they do all the pre-screening, temperature checks, and everything when you go into the parks. And they also do, like, the cast member healthy services, all that type of stuff. So, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised at all to see them out there with vaccine gazebos set up here in a couple of months, you know? So.
Yeah, I mean, because you guys are, you know, you're not frontline like the nurses and doctors, but you're pretty close, so you know what I'm saying?
We're in contact with a lot of people, that's for sure. So
yeah, so I don't know if they're going to give them out where we are, like if our union's going to do anything for us, because we're, I mean, we got 400 or 500 people in a building, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I don't know, I'll get it right away. If I don't know why you wouldn't, if you understand what I'm saying. I mean, just get the darn thing and be done with it.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Even though I think I had it back in March, and they say if you do have it, you know, your body built up, you know, some resistance to it, if you follow me. So it was whatever I had in March. It's something I never had before, if you follow me, John. The way that fever came on and everything, and the way I felt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's very well real possibility that everybody, I mean, several people that you know, had it and didn't even know it. So I mean, there's a chance I had it and just didn't even have any symptoms at all. So
yep. Well, my godson back in January, was we were talking the other day, and he said he knows he had it because he didn't taste or smell anything for a month.
Oh yeah,
he said he had a fever for a couple days and that broke, but then he didn't taste or smell anything. He just thought it was a bad cold and just, you know, he's my brother's son. Rub some dirt on it, move on. You follow me? You know, that's Tomato Jr. So, but he swears he had it. But I'll get the vaccine myself as soon as it comes out. I do know that.
Oh yeah, no doubt whatsoever.
But anywho, so I'm still upset about these barges, John. I don't think they're gonna look good.
They are big, big and ugly, aren't they?
Yeah, I just don't get it, dude. I really don't. I'm not happy about the barges at all. I'm scared.
No, hopefully the water fountains that come out of them really hide them, but I don't know if they're going to hide them that much.
Yeah, I like, they will hide them, but I know it's going to ruin your view. The beautiful view across World Showcase is one of my favorite things of all the parks. Like, right now, the video's on of the big tree at Epcot. The monstrous lit up tree as you walk into World Showcase, the one there.
Yeah.
And it's showing the view across, like, straight across to the American Pavilion. And I don't know if that's going to be blocked when they're all done and said and done. And I'm worried about that.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely going to be different, so.
No, I don't think it's going to be different for the good. It's like, it's the capper on top of Illuminations going, and then you go and add these big monstrosities.
The show better be awesome.
It better be, John. I'm rooting for it. Speaking of a show that could be hopefully is awesome, the Magical Christmas Celebration, John. It's going to be on ABC this year. You going to record it?
Yeah, yeah, I'll try to record it and see if I can't watch it next weekend.
Yeah. When you're off. We speaking about recording, you said you did watch The Mandalorian, huh, John?
I did indeed. What'd you think?
I thought it was fabulous. A spoiler alert, if you don't want us to ruin it for you, then don't listen for the next couple minutes. But I didn't see that coming. And when he came in, after I seen the fighting of the, you know what I'm saying, the fighting going on, I kind of knew it was Luke, didn't you?
It was a lone X-wing, so there's your first clue.
Yes.
And then he was still wearing like the black, kind of smock thing that he wore in Return of the Jedi. So there's your second clue. And then as soon as he had the green lightsaber, of course. And then yeah, his movements were very Luke Skywalker like. And then when he got in there and you could see that one of his right hand was gone, and it was a robotic hand. That was your final clue without ever seeing his face. So.
Yeah, and then, like, the icing on the cake, because I'm like, I was 99% sure, and as soon as our good buddy came rolling in, R2-D2, you knew it was him. That was like the icing
Doug,
on the
Doug
cake.
I was waiting for R2. There's R2, all right.
But you get what I'm saying? I was waiting for some other shoe to drop, you follow me? Because
yeah.
Nobody expected a baby Yoda. Was this Luke's long-lost son? Yo,
no,
you laugh, but there was a possibility of that. You follow me?
Yeah.
You know, but anyway, I thought it was very good. It was very sad with what the Mandalorian losing his son.
Yeah, his adoptive son. But at the same point, I thought it was a good. I don't know if that's the end of the series or if the Mandalorian's going to have another job next year or something. Or no, I think there's definitely a season 3 coming out. So.
Yes, absolutely. It's too big for it not to be.
Now, did you watch all the way through the credits to see the other scene?
Yes, I'm no Johnny Come Lately. I'm the biggest Star Wars fan on this show, and it was kind of freaky deaky to see Jabba the Hutt get his ending.
That wasn't Jabba the Hutt. That was the Bib Fortuna.
I'm sorry.
Jabba the Hutt got his ending in Return of the Jedi.
That's right. Jabba the Hutt was the yakety mouth. I misspoke, John. It's 9:30 at night. I've been going since 4 this morning. But it was kind of cool to see him take over the throne.
Yeah. It's interesting to see how Boba Fett's going to play a mafia boss. So I figure him like Tony Soprano. So it's going to be interesting.
The thing is I'm more afraid of Young Meadow sitting there ready to take some more people out. Or more like that would be his wife.
More like Carmella.
Yeah. Carmella was the real gangster on that show.
She could turn it on, couldn't she?
Yeah, I think she was worse than Tony. You know why? Because she was a hypocrite.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Well, that went all the way back to season 1, but, I mean, certainly. So.
At least Tony was what he was, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He didn't front. He didn't pretend to be something he wasn't.
Yes. Yeah. All right, so the part where Mandalorian is fighting the first Dark Trooper, right? And the Dark Trooper's kicking his butt, and then he starts punching him in the head. Did you have any flashbacks to Game of Thrones and expected to see his face turn to jelly at any
No, I wasn't, but that is funny. I was just saying, man, that's some hard-ass steel.
Yeah. Yeah, but no, that's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, oh my God, it's the mountain. He's kicking his butt again. Crap.
Yeah. But that was a good scene. There was some good action in it. I have come to the conclusion that the stormtroopers are the stupidest human beings on the planet.
Well, yes. Yes, they are.
I mean.
Well, not on the planet.
On any planet. In the world. In the entire galaxy. They're the stupidest individuals. They're dumber than dirt, dude.
And easy to kill and horrible shots.
Yeah, like, again, for the 700th time, why do they even wear all that metal? It does absolutely nothing except slow them down.
Plastic shield.
What's that?
Plastic shields.
Yeah, yes. It does nothing. It don't deflect nothing. I mean, they're getting punched and falling down like she's doing drop kicks on them. Like, and it's like it's caving in. Like, what good is it?
Yep.
And I'll tell you what, that Gina Carano is the scariest one on the whole show.
She's a big girl.
Yeah, my wife was watching it today, and she goes, damn, she'd kick your butt.
Doug would go, yes, ma'am.
Yes. I showed her an MMA fight of her. She's like, holy moly. She's like ground and pounding this other woman. It was like, holy crap. But it is a good show. I'm really excited about it. I was just sad that we got to wait all the way to December of 2021 for the new Boba Fett show.
Yeah, but I'm excited to see that. Boba Fett was always my favorite character, so I'm really looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah, I think you're going to see the Mandalorian hanging out with Carano and them. They're going to be on some kind of missions or something.
Yeah, I think there's going to be crossovers. So.
Yeah, there's too much money involved in that. So they'll keep that around. Anyway, the Christmas celebration starts at 10 a.m. Last week we read all the performers. Julianne Hough is hosting it, so it ought to be, and Titus Burgess, Julianne Hough and Titus Burgess, should be a good time. Operating hours extended at all four Walt Disney World theme parks for the first week of 2021. So you might be working some overtime, John.
Yep, yep. That sounds good to me. That's what I'm there for. So, and that's what actually that's why I didn't take Disney Springs or the Magic Kingdom, because Magic Kingdom I expect will soon be back to hours of, you know, probably 11, 12 o'clock closing, and I really didn't want to get home at 3:30 or 4 o'clock in the morning. And in Disney Springs, they probably will very soon be going back to 1 or 2 o'clock close. And yeah, I don't. Now that would put me home right about 6. So that's okay. So.
Nah, you don't need that.
Yeah, and I don't need quite that bad of stuff. So Epcot, right now the Epcot's closing at 10, which is later than I. They barely closed at 10. Usually it was 9. So, but 10. Then I think the buses run for another 2 hours. So midnight. And that still that put me home late, but not atrocious, I guess, you know. So
now you could still kind of hold on to your normal hours of life. You might sleep in till 9:30, 10 o'clock instead of getting up at 6 or 7, but it still puts you on daylight hours, kind of.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. And thank God, the clown's gone, and I do like the new design over at the boardwalk on the slide, John. Don't you? The Keister coaster.
Yeah, I heard what that was supposed to be turned into today. Mickey and... Yeah, the new Mickey style, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Mickey, Minnie, Pluto, Goofy, and Donald all on it. And Daisy.
Yeah, cool.
It kind of reminds you of the logo from the new Mickey, Minnie, Runaway Train. It kind of blends in with
that. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's the from the same cartoon style that's out right now.
Yeah. So. The new features is Mickey and Friends and replace the original clown theme. It does look a ton better, John.
Yeah, I hate that clown. I hate all clowns, but especially that one. So,
I mean, did anybody ever get why that clown was on there?
Well, the all of Boardwalk is themed to carnivals and that type of stuff. And so, and the Keister Coaster is obviously supposed to be a roller coaster and... It's a carnival type atmosphere, so. But why did you have him at the end, and why did his eyes glow? Eyes glow. I don't know, but.
Okay, Lou. I live in the Jersey Shore. I live in New Jersey. I've been on the original boardwalks my whole life. I've never seen creepy clowns on the boardwalk. There's no clown theme anywhere. I've never seen clowns walking on the boardwalk. I've never seen clowns near the boardwalk. I mean, the only clowns I ever seen on our boardwalks are, remember how you throw the balls at the cushions and you knock them down, you know, the baseballs?
Yeah.
Some of them had clowns. That was about it. And okay. That was to throw the ball at the creepy clown. But I've never seen any kind of decoration as far as clowns at the Jersey Shore. So that's the reason why I never got it. The first time I stayed there and looked at that, I'm like, what is that? Why? You know, so I never got that. That was one of the themes that has always really perplexed me, John.
Yeah. Well, now it's changed. So yeah. I think we all can sigh a sigh of relief. So.
And staying on the resorts, if you get a chance to head over and see this, John, you should. The Disney Riviera Resort celebrates 1 year anniversary of 45,000 piece Lego replica. Have you seen this?
No, I haven't walked into it. No, I didn't see a picture. I drove past the Riviera today, but no.
Well, if you get a chance, try to visit it, John. It looks absolutely awesome. It's right on the property, on the inside gardens, the middle of the horseshoe shaped area.
Yeah.
And it's a Lego hotel that looks just like it has the balconies and every damn thing, the railings, the whole nine yards, people in it. It really looks awesome. The trees, the water. They really did a good job, John.
Very cool. Very cool. I wonder if they got the guys from Legoland to do that, if somebody there did it, or if the people from the Lego store did it. You know?
Here we go. Yesterday, we saw the 1 year anniversary of the opening of the Disney Riviera Resort at Walt Disney World. To mark the occasion, Disney teamed up with Lego to build a 45,000-piece model of the resort. The project took more than 300 hours to design and build, and it weighs in at 100 pounds. And it has Minnie and Mickey standing next to it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, sounds really neat.
Oh, I wonder how long, if it's still out there or they took it down, but I would like to have seen that. Get your picture taken next to it.
Yeah.
And then also, continuing the resorts, Walt Disney World Resort Hotels offer includes two additional days of theme park access if you book a four-day, three-night vacation, John. You get two extra park days.
Very cool.
Walt Disney World will launch a new offer in the new year, offering two additional days of theme park access when you buy a non-discounted four-night, three-day room and ticket package at a select Disney Resort Hotel for arrivals most nights January 8th through September 25th, 2021. Now, this is where I'm talking about. They had it. This has to be wrong. When you buy a non-discounted four-night, three-day room ticket, how can you be there four nights but only 3 days?
If you get in on a Tuesday, you don't go to the parks, you come in and stay the night.
Yeah, I guess if you only buy a three-day ticket.
Yeah.
But anywho, you gotta be there a minimum, and it only lasts 8 days after your maximum four night minimum, 14 night maximum. And the additional tickets, I think, must be used within 8 days. So it's kind of like one of those, we're going to give these to you, but we're really not.
But you're probably not going to use them. So,
yeah. So you need to book to do this, basically. You need to book a five-night stay. So you get to use the ticket. 6 day, 5 nights. Am I wrong?
Yeah. Unless, what are you going to go stay at the Econo Lodge or something for 2 nights while you use your other tickets?
No, you could go stay over at our friend at the Wyndham. Good point, John.
Yeah, there you go.
So, there you go. But anyway, it is a nice offer, but you know, you need to be staying on property or close to be able to use them. Or a Florida resident who does a 3 day weekend or 4 day weekend or something, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So what else we have here, Johnny? The electric water pageant's gonna get resumed, John. I'm happy about that.
December 20th. I saw that today, in the transportation hub. There was a big thing up for it, so yep, very excited to see that coming back. And actually, I'm looking forward to, if I have the Contemporary or something, I'm coming back from Epcot, I could drive underneath it right there at the water bridge as it crosses over. That would be so cool.
Yeah,
so
it'll be passing by the Poly at 8:45 p.m. and then the Grand Floridian by 9 p.m., the Wilderness Lodge at 9:30, the Wilderness Resort and Campground at 9:45, and then the Contemporary beginning at 10 p.m. So keep your eyes peeled for this.
Yeah, and strangely enough, the electrical water pageant is part of transportation. So that's actually in my department of Walt Disney World now. I don't know how it is transportation. I guess because it's watercraft, and so it's lugged in with us. So
what was that again now? Watercraft is lugged in with you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Watercraft, buses, monorails, and Skyliner.
So I wonder if you could ever transfer to driving a boat.
Well, I certainly could, but I'd have to take
Boater safety course?
No, I'd have to lose money. So.
Oh, the friendship boats, they don't pay as much?
No, nobody pays as much as bus drivers.
So you would think that a captain of a boat would get as much as a bus driver, John.
They do not have 31 days of training and have to be certified by the state of Florida. So, excuse me, sir. I am doing an extensive amount of training, and I deserve my highest wage on Disney property. Thanks
but so I, much. I'm not saying you'll deserve it, but I would think that the boats would have as much as, especially if you're driving that ferry boat, John. You don't want Titanic going on.
That ferry boat's on a track.
The one, what, to and from the park?
No, I know it's not.
Yes. I mean, come on. Those aren't on tracks.
I know. No, bus drivers are by far the best paid employees, hourly employees. So.
Oh, boy. Anywho, did you hear about that Flamingo Crossing? They're adding more and more hotels over there, John.
Yeah, I'm excited to see that get built and then all the stores and stuff like that, because I have a feeling that especially some of the stores, they're going to probably be as popular with cast members as they are with guests. So it'll be interesting to see that get built, and hopefully it's within distance of me stopping on the way home. So.
Yeah, I mean, Hilton's going in over there, and a bunch of other hotels are opening and stuff like that. It's going to be very interesting. I'm excited about, you know, just seeing what other restaurants and stuff like that open up over there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and it's going to kind of liven up that side of the property, too.
And is it supposed to have, like, that world's big... Ain't it supposed to have that big Target over there down, John, too?
Yeah, the Target. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I thought that's where that White Castle was coming in over that way, too. So.
And you... White Castle, or was it the In-N-Out Burger?
No. One of them is over there, but I know that White Castle is getting built somewhere in Orlando. So, and I thought it was over that way.
Yeah, you're probably right, John. It's rare that you are, but I think in this case you probably are right. Suites by Hilton open tomorrow at Hometown Cross. Home 2 Suites by Hilton opens tomorrow at Flamingo Crossing. This is 2 days ago, so their grand opening was yesterday, John. Rates begin at $82 plus tax for stays December 17th and on. It's not bad. It's
82.
A nice looking hotel.
$82 for the Hilton, that's not bad at all.
No. Home 2 Suites by Hilton is an innovative lodging brand that caters to travelers eager for life and adventure. We are delighted to welcome our first guest and experience not only the hotel, but all the amazing areas it has to offer. So it looks really nice, John. The four properties will include on-site restaurant, pool bars, soccer field, batting cages, basketball court, pool slides, fire pits, outdoor grills, and more. So, it's pretty cool.
Very cool.
Yeah, because the management company in partnership with Dorado Partners will open three more hotels at Flamingo Crossing Town Center. Homewood Suites by Hilton will open in early 2021. A Residence Inn and Fairfield Inn Suites by Marriott are set to open in the spring. The four hotels are expected to employ 150 people. And they're all going to combine. I think it's going to be like a central courtyard for all these amenities, which will be pretty cool. Don't you think, Johnny?
Yeah, that doesn't sound bad. Yeah, that doesn't sound bad at all. Sounds, and especially the $82 price point. So.
Yeah. The Coronado Springs El Mercado de Coronado Food Court reopens this weekend. That was closed for a long time. I'm shocked it hasn't opened sooner.
Yeah, I wouldn't say there's a lot of people at Coronado, but there's definitely more every time I go. Caribbean Beach has a lot of people staying in it already. There's a lot of people there, and then there's a lot of people at Art Animation and Pop Century both. But Coronado still is a little slow, but it's kicking in. There's, like I said, a couple more people every time I drive through there. So.
Disney internship and program updates on program recruitment. So, Disney internship and programs took to Twitter today to provide an update on the status of Walt Disney World and Disneyland Resort program. Disneyland needs to get open before he even talks about it.
Exactly, right?
So, head on over. There's a bunch of updates on it. For today, students who are eager to become part of the magic, we encourage you to connect with DisneyCareer.com and our social media channels for future updates. In the meantime, we are confident that our many alumni, both here at Disney and beyond, will continue to keep the spirit of Disney program alive as we look forward to the future. So keep an eye out. It looks like they're going to slowly but surely maybe bring this back, John.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, the interns and the college program kids really bring a lot of energy to Walt Disney World, and it's especially Epcot. It's a shame to walk around Epcot and not see our international college program people out there. So,
what's this? Or it is sad, John, because the countries aren't what they're supposed to be. I mean, if you can't get interns, just find adults from that country and hire them.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. There's plenty of people from Great Britain working or living in the United States, and especially living in Orlando. There's plenty of people from Italy living in Florida. There's plenty of people from Mexico living here. So go hire some of those people to work in the pavilions. So,
and even if they don't live in Florida, maybe put an all points board bulletin out for the mainland United States to hire.
Yeah.
You know, they're offering jobs for from anybody from those countries.
Yeah, because like I said, you know, getting German food from Rex from Nevada is just not the same thing as getting, you know, having Gretchen from Hamburg bring me my my beer. You know, so it's just not the same cultural representation. So.
And I'm sorry, and it's like even eating my bangers and mash, it's nice to have that British accent talking to you. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. It's part of the experience.
Yeah. It's nothing better than when one of those waitresses say, "You're such a handsome American," with that British accent when they talk to me like that, John.
I think you're hallucinating again, but okay.
It doesn't matter what I'm doing, it still makes me feel good, John.
It's all about your ego. Okay, I got it.
There you go. Orlando International Airport is collaborating with Cynec to install an even flow crowd radar system that measures the number of people at gate areas to deliver the information via digital signs and custom lights throughout the airport. It supposed that variable lights intensify the color coded messaging and provided travelers in real time data to make decisions on when to proceed to their gate. So basically, it's an all light system to tell you the crowds ahead and stuff like that to try to. You can't even get people to wear a mask in Florida half the time, John, let alone read a color of a light.
You didn't say Skynet, did you? Did you say it's with an association with Skynet?
It says, hold on, I gotta get back up here, Johnny. Cynect. Okay. S-Y-N-E-C-T. Cynect.
I thought you said Skynet. You know what Skynet is, right?
No.
It's the corporation in Terminator that set up around the end of the world. So,
hey, well.
Like, oh, boy.
No, we don't want that, John.
No, preferably not.
Merchandise package delivery to the front of the parks returning for the holidays, John.
Yay!
Every little thing like that brings you a step closer to normality.
Yes, it does, and it employs another cast member, at least another cast member, because you're constantly running stuff from all them stores to the front of the park. So,
yeah. More good news, John. Wilderness Lodge and Beach Club Resort get reopening dates, but bad news is All Star Movie is pushed back.
Yeah, we were talking about All Stars, and they were saying February when I started training, and now I guess it's been pushed back until March or April. So
I don't understand why the Wilderness Lodge has been closed so long, John.
Well, both Wilderness Lodge and Animal Kingdom Lodge have, as far as I can tell, are closed to regular guests, but the DVC sections are open because there are people staying at the Wilderness Lodge, so I'm assuming it's all Copper Creek and the DVC bungalows and stuff. So
yeah, well, nobody can afford to stay in those bungalows, John.
No. Yeah, maybe one night for 2 years worth of points. So.
Yeah. Disney All-Star Movie will now reopen March 22nd, 2021, which was previously scheduled for February 9th, 2021.
Yep.
The Beach Club will open on May 30th, 2021, and Wilderness Lodge won't open to June 6th, John.
Oof.
And the Poly Resort remains on track for summer of 2021, but no specific date for Disney's Boardwalk Inn does not yet have a reopening date. Dude, what I'm sad about, nobody's even mentioning Riverside.
No, I've driven through there several times, though, just to practice the routes, and I mean, at least one good sign is that they have, I saw maintenance ones, vehicles out there, like working on plumbing and stuff like that. And then we also saw plenty of lawn maintenance and stuff like that, that was getting stuff back under control, because during the summer, some of those resorts got totally out of control. With some of the groundskeeper, a lot of the groundskeepers not even keeping their jobs at Disney during that time. So it's all the grass is mowed, all the trees are trimmed, you know, and all of that. So at least there's a sign that they're starting to think about it somewhat. So,
well, that made no sense to me for landscapers to be laid off. You're working outside for darn sakes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and it's not like it doesn't need to be done. It's frigging Florida. I mean, it's not. You're not going to stop it raining.
I'm sure the two Bobs had landscapers show up at their freaking houses to cut the lawn. I'm sure those two asses weren't out there cutting the lawns on their own.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Yeah. That would be Doug Davis called him asses, not John Peters. Thank
you. But I guarantee those two weren't worried about COVID at their house. The landscapers showing up, they probably didn't even offer them a mask or a drink.
Yeah.
That's just me. The Nigerian dwarf goat joined the new warden post seen at the Kilimanjaro Safari, John. So it was the miniature goats that were coming here. It's going to be a goat area. Looks pretty cool, too. Especially with the goat standing on the table.
Something truly unique from Africa, not just the goats that I see on my way home. That would be kind of disappointing. So,
what's wrong with your goats, John?
There's a bunch of them. So I don't really need to see them more at the Animal Kingdom.
Nah. So. The new warden post scene that has been under construction for the past few months is the new home of Nigerian dwarf goats. The scene is set up by the driver as being a new outpost for the warden to keep close eye on the animals, and the goats are a part for a small farm in the area. Looks pretty cool. It shows one of the cast members sitting out there just watching them. Good life, John.
Yeah, there you go. What are you? I work at Disney as a goat watcher. Sir?
Originally from Nigeria, the goats are considered to be of high value because of the high protein milk they provide, which is also very sweet. Click the gallery for the pictures, blah, blah, blah. But they look really cute, John. There's some cool looking goats. You going to try some goat milk, John? They'll probably sell that at one of the outposts for $17.95.
I'll do some cheese. I don't know about milk, but I like goat cheese. So.
I wonder if they'll put it in the goat milk in that blue milk over there at Star Wars Land.
Eh, I don't know about that.
How do you like the new flags at the new gate, John?
Very pretty.
Yeah, I think the new gate looks good. Yeah, I think it looks good. What else we have here, Johnny? I'm trying to figure this out. What else do we have here? Permits filed for lighting equipment for Spaceship Earth. John, have you heard anything about this?
No, not the new lighting. I know the refurb got pushed back a little bit. What kind of lights are we going to have?
I don't know. I'm trying to read it. Disney has filed a number of permits this week for lighting equipment at Epcot Spaceship Earth. The first permit to be carried out by Pro Sound and Video is for lighting controls, equipment, and low voltage termination. The second assigned is Inter-American Stages for installation of lighting supports. It isn't clear if the work will take place on the inside or outside of Spaceship Earth, but we do know that the new exterior lighting package is coming. To Spaceship Earth. It is possible these permits may be related to that work. There is also possibly this may be related to the work on the new fountains currently under construction beneath Spaceship Earth. As is often the case with permits, there isn't enough information to be sure of the exact location or scope of the work. Pro Sound and Video has been involved in many Walt Disney World projects and works closely with Walt Disney World, including work on Pandora, the world of Avatar. So, I wonder what these new fountains are going to look like under Spaceship Earth.
I don't know. At one time, they were supposed to redo that acrylic fountain that they had there years ago. So, I wonder if that's still in the works.
Yeah. It's very, very interesting, John.
So, let me tell you, Monday. Monday, I had to take my Welcome to Transportation class, even though I have already been in transportation for 6 weeks. I still had to go. I had to sit there with eight other cast members that had transferred from across property, all of them going to the Skyliner. And so some of them had been with Walt Disney for up to 15 years, but all of them had been there at least a year. And all of them had basically their job had got phased out currently. And they probably will be given a chance to go back to that area at some point. But yeah, like you were talking about, some of those resorts are not reopened all the way yet. That's where most of them are coming from, the concierge and the bell services and stuff like that at those resorts that are not fully operational, like the Boardwalk and the Yacht Club and stuff like that. So, yeah, there was a couple of people in there that had been with Disney for 15 years, and now they have to learn something totally new. So,
yeah, and it's a shame because you lose all that tenure.
Yeah, yeah, all your seniority forbidden for your vacations and your schedules and stuff like that. But anyhow, I knocked that out in the morning, and then I did a little bit of bus driving in the afternoon, got off early, and I had signed up for, usually as a cast member at Walt Disney World, you get a package in the mail in the beginning of October that has all of your dining coupons in it, free coupons for snacks around the parks. You get about eight of those, and your 20% coupon for Cast Connection and stuff like that. Well, they didn't send that out this year because at the time when they were supposed to print them up, they didn't even know what was going to be open and everything else. So they avoided that this year, but they did set up a what they called a cast appreciation event. And it was basically all of our surplus merchandise where you can buy it for up to 70% off. So,
so they're going to still get money out of you.
Exactly. But believe me, some of the stuff they were selling was at a loss, a serious loss. But so you signed up, you had to make a reservation for this. You signed up, you went over to the this is the first time I actually did anything at ESPN out there. So that was pretty cool. But in the, I think it was in the big auditorium where they had the basketball games. But, and just pallets and pallets and pallets of merchandise. That, well, like it said, it was up to 70% off, so some really good prices on stuff. But, I mean, for the most part, it was no better than the Cast Connection store that I swing through every once in a while. But of all this stuff, there was, I would say, realistically, 15 pallets of Maleficent wings that glow in the dark. 15 ginormous pallets of Maleficent dragon wings, and they were like, I think they were $450 or something like that. The original price on them was like $34.95 or something. But I'm thinking, who in marketing made that decision? Who's fired now? You know, yeah. You know what we're gonna sell a whole lot of Maleficent wings. We need to buy a bunch of them. So bad decision. But,
dude, I know thousands of Disney fans because of us doing this show and friends I work with or whatever, and out of all the Disney characters, I never even hear Maleficent mentioned even when the movie was out.
Yeah, you don't remember anybody saying, man, that's what I really want is some. Yeah, I mean, some decisions they make in marketing just boggle my mind. It really does. But the best part, Doug, was I walked through there and I ended up spending $50, I think, and I grabbed Lisa some Christmas presents finally. So I was able to get some stuff for her for Christmas. But the best part was walking out, they actually gave us a big, one of the large reusable shopping bags, and it was full of merchandise that had came out right before the pandemic started, and then they couldn't do anything with. And so they gave it away to us cast members. So we got like a sipper cup that was Mickey's for his 90th birthday. Well, that's over, so you can't sell those now.
That's
so
pretty cool, though.
Yeah, they gave him that. But the best one, believe it or not, and we talked about it when it came out probably a year ago now, and I was probably going to try to buy one because we already have the AT-AT and we have the TIE Fighter popcorn buckets. But, yeah, I actually got, free of charge, believe it or not, a Millennium Falcon popcorn bucket. that would have been on sale, I think, for $25. I couldn't believe it. I was amazed. So,
well, if you get a chance to go by Cast Connection or whatever and you find any of that, one of them, let me know.
Okay.
That All is right. awesome.
Yeah, yeah, I was really impressed. It lights up and the whole bit. So, yeah, I can join our collection because we had bought the AT-AT and the TIE Fighter before. So,
that's awesome. At least you got something, John.
Yeah, yeah, I was very happy and it was very cool. It was worth doing. I know the first couple of days they had people signing up for it. It was ridiculous in there, but I think everything was left that and especially the giveaway bags. There was probably. I was there on one of the last days, too. I think it ended yesterday. But there was probably 1,000 bags lined up waiting for people to grab them on the way out. Believe me, I thought about grabbing 4 of them or something, but no. It was a 1 per cast member. So.
Yeah, well, at least you got something. That was nice they did that at least, John.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I missed my coupons, but yeah, this was really cool. So.
It's a shame they couldn't have gave you like a free dinner, you and your family, at one of the restaurants, you know.
Yeah.
The sad part is half the cast members, because of being laid off for so long and everything, didn't have really the money to buy in there, but they knew they could entice you because the prices were so good that you had to buy something, so they still weaseled $50 out of you, John.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I'm sure there was probably a couple of people that just showed up and got their free bag and left, but for the most part, everybody's spending. I mean, the people in there, there were some people with bags of stuff that they were buying, so
yeah, eBayers.
Man, I don't know about that, man. You get caught selling that stuff, you're in trouble.
So, yeah, well,
and I don't mean easy trouble either. I mean fired on the spot trouble. So
yeah, well, ain't nothing like giving it to Uncle Tom to take care of it.
You know? Yeah, I suppose, but
it's scary. But well, it's just like the point I was making with that is those people when something hits the shelves right away at Mouse Gears or whatever, and they buy like 20 of them. You know what I'm saying? You know what they're doing with the stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. I mean, usually if it's select merchandise, Disney usually tries to limit it a little bit. But yeah, like that Splash Mountain merchandise that came out and stuff like that, it was ridiculous. So,
dude, I know of people that are going with their family of 4 and split up so they could all get 2 or 3 of everything to take it home. You know what I'm saying? Because they can't deny if each individual person buys a couple in the family. You know what I mean? If they limit it to 4 per person, they'll bring in guys and they're getting groups and going and buy 4 a piece to sell. You know what I mean? As a group. But some other good news, John. Tomorrow at the Disney Animal Kingdom's reopening.
Well, that's very good. Yeah, I've been through there a couple of times and not having that place for folks staying there, that's a shame. So it's nice to see it reopening.
The market's on it, Mexico right now on the screen, John, which is absolutely awesome. It's so beautiful in there. But the menu, the lunch and the dinner, the lunch and the breakfast and the lunch menu has been removed, and they just right now it's saying breakfast items such as yogurt, fruit cups, and assorted bakery items right now. It's 7:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. The lunch and dinner menus have been removed. So I wonder what they're going to end up putting in there, John.
Yeah, they're going to have to at some point. I mean, I don't know. You mentioned all them resorts fully reopening, and you didn't say Animal Kingdom Lodge. So, I mean, the Jumbo House is open for the DVC people. But we swing by there when driving the bus, and there's never anybody waiting for the bus there. There's quite a few people at Kidani Village. But hardly anybody at Jumbo House, just that one floor of DVC people. So it'd be like staying in a ghost town over there right now.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, here's some good news, John. You've been saying you've never eaten here, and I keep telling you have to, and this sounds awesome. New pan-seared sea scallops and roasted pork belly, plus the best charcuterie in Walt Disney World at the Hollywood Brown Derby in Disney's Hollywood Studios.
That does sound tasty.
Yeah. There's a grand premiere at Disney's Hollywood Studios. There are some new savory delights at the Brown Derby that they just checked out. And from the scallops to the charcuterie to the wine flight pair, there's plenty to enjoy amongst the classics Hollywood setting. Let's dig in. Let me see. I'm going to go through here like with the Cliff Notes. But I'll tell you what, John, this looks really good.
Yeah, and pork and pork and seafood, that does sound really tasty.
The charcuterie board was $21, John. And the chef's selection of cured meats, cheeses, dried fruit, pickles, olives, and crispy, lavish bread. It really looks good. Oh, my goodness. What else we have here? While the cheese and the stars here, the meat was also included and was very good. They loved the fruit. I'm trying to get down to the seared scallops, John.
Well, yeah, we'd like get down to the priorities.
Oh, my God. The pan-seared scallops and the pork belly looks out of this world, John. I'm in. I want to go down. It was pan-seared scallops with roasted pork belly. It's only a $17 appetizer, John. It's not bad. And it's a nice little helping. It's a nice piece of pork belly. It looks like a little bit of cauliflower or something on the side with two nice-sized scallops. It looked good. Yeah, the scallops and the pork belly are served with cauliflower and a red onion gastrique. It looks awesome.
Yeah, it sounds really good.
The scallops were prepared, but the seasoning was off. For all we know, the scallops could have been tofu from the bland and unremarkable they were. Likewise,
well, they weren't impressed, were they?
No, they weren't, but it looks fabulous. Now, one guy loved it and the other one didn't. John?
Yeah, I guess it depends on your level of scallopness.
Yeah, they look really good, John. But, yeah, you got to get over to Brown Derby. I love it there.
Yeah, we're going to try at some point.
What else we have here? Guardians of the Galaxy, Cosmic Rewind, Facade. They're getting further and further on the construction of that. I know you can't wait to go there to get that backwards launch, John.
Yeah. Well, I think Ratatouille might be more my speed.
All of our speed. At this point, the People Mover is about as fast as I want to go. Cast members, the Tomorrowland Transit Authority People Mover has been closed since early March, but cast members have been on it testing, John.
Yay! That would be good to see it reopen, that's for sure.
Yeah. Since March, for COVID-19, the attraction has been closed for refurbishment ever since. Today, cast members were seen testing on the People Mover vehicles. So we got to get on that, John.
Yep, as soon as it reopens.
Sooner than later, hopefully. What else we have? We don't have much more, John. I'll let you go home and go to bed. You close to home?
Actually, I'm in the Walmart parking lot, so, yep.
I was wondering why you should have been able to tell
all of a sudden I got a better signal, right?
So. You got crystal clear and calm, John. This is pretty cool, John. I would like this. Cast members are the magic tea returns to the Carousel of Progress. That's awesome. Have you seen this yet?
What is it, a t-shirt?
Yeah, it's a t-shirt that says cast members are the magic on the back. On the front says you can design and create and build the most wonderful place in the world, but it takes people to make the dream a reality. Hey, Mr. Bob Iger, get yourself a couple of these t-shirts, buddy. And then on the back it says cast members are the magic.
Yeah, that quote is everywhere backstage. Everywhere.
Yeah, well, I like these t-shirts, John. Trying to see how much they are. It doesn't say, but they're $20.
That's not bad. For Disney? Not bad at all.
It's like a bargain, dude. It's like going to the dollar store for Disney purposes.
There you go.
Walt Disney will remind guests for upcoming resort stay for their... They're no longer getting complimentary magic bands. Ain't that nice, John? I want my magic band, John.
Yeah. I mean, they introduced this a couple of years ago, and now we're accustomed to it. It really sets off your vacation. Yeah. It gets you jacked up to go. So.
New Soarin' Around the World apparel and magnets at Epcot. I like that. They have a bunch of new Soarin' t-shirts and stuff, John. That's cool.
Yeah. New merchandise is always nice to look at, that's for sure.
Yeah, I love me anything Soarin', dude. I'm in. Oh, you ever, don't you love it sometimes when you're strolling through these sites and you hit the tab down and it moves real slow, and one time it goes 800 miles down?
And you could totally lose where you were.
Yes, I did. Tron Light Cycle Run Illumination Academy work accelerated at the Magic Kingdom. So I don't know, John, these two coasters, I know we mention it on every show, but by the time they're open, I might be on Social Security and might not be able to go on it.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna try it, so.
James Cameron shares a new behind-the-scenes photo of the massive set for Avatar. We don't really give a crap, James. It ain't ever going to open. They're never coming out. You think the Avatar movies are ever going to come?
I don't know, and I mean the fact is that by the time he gets around to or gets them done, any of the people that were really into the first one, I don't know if they'll care anymore. I mean, usually Disney floods the market. This is like forgetting the market with Avatar, so.
Dude, I want this. The Game of Life Disney Parks Theme Park Edition arrives at Walt Disney World. You ever play the Game of Life?
No, but we have a Monopoly one that has the Disney stuff on it, so,
Yeah,
but.
we have that. The Game of Life is was it was pretty cool. It was different. I enjoyed it, but this has all the Disney stuff in it. It's $49.99. The classic board game, The Game of Life, is now available in Disney Parks Theme Parks Edition. Rather than chasing a career of having a family, this version has players explore Disney parks, let's board our people mover game pieces. No cars in this version of life. Because that used to be the game where you'd have kids and you put the little pink and the blue
Yes,
pins in
and
the
you get the
back.
insurance, and you
Yeah.
can either go to college or get your, or and it never worked out to go to college. You always just went, straight and got a job. So,
Yes, like we did, John. But I want
exactly.
this because you're traveling around the parks, John.
It sounds like a lot of fun. We'll have to check it out. So,
Yeah,
we're gonna be we're going over to Disney Springs on Monday. So, I'll be checking out a lot of this stuff. So,
let me know
only.
all the ins and outs of that, John, because we might have to purchase this. Rather than the usual Game of Life cars, the game pieces are People Mover ride vehicle. How cool is this? Recognizable buildings and partner statues surround the Mickey Mouse ear spinner. It's pretty cool.
Very
It's the
cool.
Mickey Mouse partner. Walt's holding Mickey's hand, and the spinner in the middle is actually a Mickey hat, John. It's the
Yeah,
mouse ears.
I'm definitely gonna have to check that out on Monday.
Absolutely. Let me know, John. Get a load of this. Maybe me and you could record us playing if we each get a Game of Life on the
A
podcast.
remote game, right?
How would that be? Even if we break it into like two or three part segments, John.
There you go.
It might be some fun. So yeah, check out the Game of Life for us this weekend, John.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I mean, I might have to put the old last minute Christmas present near my wife. See if we can find it at one of the stores or order it. Wonder if it'll be Shop Disney, John.
Yeah, there's a good chance.
Because I don't have to get it now, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I can get it after Christmas. I won't be disappointed. She'll be more happy about me getting that than PlayStation 5, John.
Yeah, probably.
I'm hoping Santa brings me that, but I doubt it. How's Walmart? They all wearing their mask headed in, John?
Actually, they're closed already.
Oh, yours is closed?
Oh yeah. Ours still closes at 9:30 or 10.
Yeah, ours is open 24 hours here.
Well, this one always has been, but since COVID, it still closes at 10 o'clock, I think.
Yeah, we
So.
still have one that's open 24. Oh, we only have a couple more things here, John, and you can get rid of me.
Yeah, I gotta go home and eat.
You starving, buddy?
Now I'm getting close.
You're more Jones and the liver's like, where's my beer?
Yeah, well, that might be part of it too. So, yeah.
Oh, these aren't coming to Disney World, but it would be cool. They have monorail themed popcorn buckets coming to Tokyo, and they're pretty cool looking, John.
Well, I wonder why they ain't coming here.
Oh, it's at Tokyo right now, so hopefully you'll get some of them.
Yeah.
What else we have? that still that Avatar Pictures. I'll believe those movies. What have they been announced now for, like, 8 years, 10 years now, John?
Before they started building Pandora at Animal Kingdom, I think they were talking about Avatar 2 and Avatar 3. So, yeah, and at one time I could have swore the prediction was like 2021 or something, but what are we looking at, 2025?
Yeah, it's crazy, dude. New Wilderness Lodge t-shirts out, John, which we love resort stuff. And then a bunch of 2021 stuff all over the park, they're saying. John, you said that the other day.
Yeah, the 2020 merchandise was, they were practically begging you to take it away, so.
Park Hopper hours added to Walt Disney World calendar, so that's pretty cool. Park Hopper's coming back.
Yeah, and that means there's a chance for other bus routes to open up finally. Maybe we'll actually get back to the park-to-park routes and stuff. So,
Well, any more routes means maybe you get some overtime, John.
Yeah, more bus drivers. So we got 200 transfers starting next week, which means John's seniority's already going up. Even though I'm currently the bottom of the barrel, I won't be for long.
There you go. The construction's still on the new Italy Pavilion, that new restaurant coming, or dining option. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, whatever that's going to be.
Yeah, John, you might be hopping out of hop off the bus and let us know.
Check it out.
So, that's about it, John. I don't have much more except for we want to wish everybody a very, 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 very merry, merry Christmas and a happy new year. And please let this be a happy and safe new year. Everybody be kind to one another. And if the vaccine comes out, I'm just saying, I'm hoping everybody does get it so we can move forward, John, don't you?
Get it, move on, and hopefully put this crappy year behind us, and brand new 2021's a brand new year, and let's make it a better one. So, you know.
Yeah, I'm just excited to get to 2021, John. I'm hoping to get laid off right after the new year so I can come down to Disney World, Johnny.
Hey, there you go.
I already told Brendan. She's on board. I told her, if I get laid off, plan on a road trip, honey.
Yep, you'll have to come down, and I'll turn on my phone to there's like this app on Facebook where you can actually track somebody's phone as long as they're, you know, allowing it, and then I'll turn it on, and then you can just track me what bus I'm on and try to catch me. So
yeah, well, we'll definitely find you, John. You know that.
Yep.
Oh, one thing I wanted to ask you about the bus. The hardest thing that I seen, how hard was the training to get on the disabled to and from, on and off the bus?
That's fairly simple, and I knew how to do all of that because Lisa's in a scooter a lot of the times, and so we've seen him do it plenty of times. But yeah, I mean, we spent a day and a half doing it, but yeah, it's not all that technical.
Because a lot of bus drivers have problems with it, John. It's one of the
things. Yeah, they just haven't practiced enough. So.
And the thing is, I feel sorry for the disabled person. Especially when they realize what is really going on, like do you know they're feeling bad, and then you feel bad that they feel bad because it's taken so long. You understand? You can see them getting fidgety. Like, let me on the darn bus so I'm not holding everybody up. You know what I'm saying, John?
Yeah, but at the same time, I mean, safety is the number one priority, and if it takes 10 minutes to load that AUCV safely, that's going to take 10 minutes. It's the way it is. So, I mean, you know, and the fact, a lot of people in the scooters especially, they, you know, you're going to offer to try to guide them, or, I mean, actually, after my years of working out there, I can drive those backwards pretty well, you know?
Yeah.
Because I parked a lot on the train, I parked a lot at Festival of the Lion King. So if you let me to do it, I'm going to get it parked in literally no time. If you try to do it, we're going to take our time. So, because it has to be parked in a specific spot to put those straps on and to get the seatbelt on the person and all that. It has to be in a very specific area. So,
yeah, I mean, you feel bad because some of those bus drivers, they seem not to, like, the one time the guy seemed like he was, like, destroyed, like he was totally had no clue what he was doing, like,
yeah.
Lost. And,
yeah.
And that's where I was feeling bad, because the guy sitting there, like, the poor handicapped guy, he's like, he's like trying to look at us like he's feeling bad, and I could care less. I would just felt bad for him, if you follow me. Take your time, like you're saying. I'm in no hurry. My only problems ever on those buses is like the kids that aren't being reprimanded, if you follow me. But yeah, I was just curious if there was something really hard about doing that, because we've seen a lot of bus drivers have problems with it.
No, there's a specific way that you have to release the straps, and they lock in, and they lock after 45 seconds. So you have 45 seconds to get them on there, and if not, you'll have to reactivate them and that whole bit. But, I mean, once you do it a couple of times, it's not really that big of a deal. You probably just ran into people that the guys that just hadn't done it that much yet and weren't familiar with everything.
Yeah, they seemed flustered, if you follow me. Yeah. There was a couple guys, and then one lady, she was really flustered.
And the thing is, when you're doing it, and then the bus driver, much like the person in the scooter or ECV, they feel embarrassed. The bus driver is going to start to feel embarrassed, and then you know as well as I do, the more embarrassed you get, the more mistakes you're going to make, and then more frustrated you're going to get, and that just feeds off of itself. So, I mean, the important thing is to just remember to take your time and be calm and keep your head and collected. But speaking of that, Doug, picking people up. Okay, so out of this week I actually toted a lot of people around. We went to the parks, we went to the resorts and stuff like that. We had two different situations where people got on the bus. And our bus this week, because I'm still training, is an extra bus. It's purely there out of your pure luck that I happen to come by and pick you up.
And you're driving it too. Now, that is luck.
There you go. So, I mean, it's not... You know, the bus that you were supposed to be on left about 10 minutes ago, and there's going to be another one in about 5 minutes, but here I am in the middle. So you just lucked out to get on this ride. And we had two different groups get on the bus and go, can we go to the resort now? We got to go. Our bus to the airport leaves in 10 minutes. How is that my fault? I'm sorry, but I'm not going to break speeding laws and run red lights to get you to your resort so you can catch your Magical Express. I'm sorry. So, like I said, our bus wasn't supposed to be there. So what kind of timing issues have you not worked out in your mind to know how much time you need to get back to your resort? So
I just said, can you spell Uber? U-B-E-R.
Exactly. Exactly. If you had enough money to fly down here, you have enough money for a $5 Uber ride from Animal Kingdom back to Coronado.
And maybe upgrade to the Porsche Cayenne so you can get really there quick. Maybe pay the extra for the Porsche Cayenne is what I would recommend.
You know, Doug, you know as well as I do, a Disney vacation is not cheap. If you had enough money to come down here and spend on a resort, spend on airfare and everything like that, I'm thinking you could probably afford an Uber ride, too. So, but
people are nuts, John.
Yeah, yeah. And you were talking about, you know, the person in the scooter feeling bad and stuff like that. Well, at the same point, this couple is asking us, can we leave now? We've got it. We've got the bus is leaving any minute now. There's another couple coming along, and you guys can get in. Oh, but the stroller is going to have to be folded. It has to be folded? Yes, it has to be folded. I don't know how to fold it. Well, I'm sorry, we can't go anywhere until you fold the stroller. So we got two people waiting to go to get on their flight, on their bus, and then we've got another couple that have no idea how to fold their stroller, and we can't leave until they do. So...
I mean, how dumb do you have to be? Like, I wouldn't even tell somebody I didn't know how to fold that stroller. If I was dumb enough that I didn't know how to fold a stroller, I'd really have to sit down on a bench and reevaluate myself.
No, neither the husband nor the wife could figure it out. And finally, they just took the kid out and, like, had it in this half-cranked load. All right, I guess that's good enough. So just make sure you hold on to it. So.
Very sad. Very sad.
But, yeah, happy. Federal regulations that strollers have to be folded on the buses. So just you know, folks, have those strollers folded when we get there. It'll make life a lot easier. So,
well, God forbid they pay attention to the rules.
Yeah, well, they're on vacation.
This is good news, John. Characters returning to Chef Mickey's at their Contemporary Resort. So that's another positive thing.
There you go. Another step forward.
Diet Coke droid cart arrives at Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. I won't buy a Diet Coke, so. France, Brazilian.
Only soda I drink.
What's that?
Only soda I drink.
The diet?
Yeah.
Like, what's the purpose of it?
My mom was diabetic. That's just what I grew up drinking, so.
You're used to it?
Oh, yeah. I much prefer that over just anything else. So.
That aftertaste, sick. Ugh. Slinky Dog Dash now loading every row at Disney Hollywood Studios?
Okay.
That's pretty crazy. There you go. I guess it's outside the whole way, so.
Yeah, I suppose. I know they have a new rule. They just reinstituted another thing at, for cast members. Like, we have shuttle vans that, you know, take drivers certain areas and stuff like that, and they were having people sit. You know, you can sit on one seat on one row and then another seat on the other row, but they changed it yesterday to only one passenger, an entire 15 passenger van is allowed to go. So they're going the other way on that one. So.
That's weird. And also Rock and Roller Coaster's loading every single seat now.
Well, maybe it's the wind. Blow that coronavirus right out of it.
Oh my goodness! So
well, maybe that's what it is. Maybe Aerosmith is the cure, Doug. Yeah. Aerosmith is the cure to the coronavirus.
Yeah, I love Steven Tyler, but something tells me he's handed out more diseases than he's cured. That's all I'm saying.
And you're probably not talking about the coronavirus.
Exactly, buddy. But I think you gotta agree with me there. I mean, I love the. Aerosmith and Dream On, he's one of my favorite groups, but I don't see him curing any diseases, John.
Probably not.
I think that's about it, John. We already did this once, but please, guys, everybody be kind to one another. Things are getting frustrating. Everybody's been frustrated these past few months over almost everything, but please try to be kind to one another. Everybody have a very Merry Christmas. I hope everybody had a Happy Hanukkah. And I hope everybody has a Happy New Year coming up. Don't you, John?
And Happy Festivus.
And Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa and any other holidays you may celebrate, except for that satanic one. Stay away from that one. But every other one, you know, enjoy your holidays.
And I'm thinking, too, after everything calms down and settles down, I want to try to maybe we can get some pins made up or something, John. If any of our fans that ride the bus and you can hand them out Main Street.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
Maybe we'll do something like that. Try to get some, for the new year. I was thinking of some things. Maybe we can get some Lampy on a pin, John, and I could send you down some. And if any of our friends of the show get on your bus and say hi, John, you can give them a pin.
Yep. Yeah. Once the coronavirus is done, because we can't hand anything out right now. No. I can't even do transportation cards right now. But yeah, once all this is over.
That's what I'm saying. Trying to look for some more positive times, John. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, but anywho, I'm going to let you go, John. And I hope you and Lisa have a very Merry Christmas, buddy, and a Happy New Year. And I will talk to you this week, buddy.
All right. Sounds good. Merry Christmas, everybody. And a Happy New Year.
And say goodbye, John.
Bye-bye, folks. Have a great night.
All right, bye. Well, that's it, guys. We're going to hop off our stools. And there's no tab here at the Main Street Pub. As usual, drinks are on the house. But if you could, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. We'd really, really appreciate that. Also, you can find us on Twitter at WDW Main Street and Facebook at WDW Main Street. You can find John at Beer Solo. You can find me at good old Grumpy 6767. Also, head over to our website. It's all in WDW. You can find our fine sponsors over there, Elite Vacation Homes, David's Vacation Club Rentals, Scooterlando, American Tourist Travel. And again, guys, please be kind to one another, and we will talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.